Hi everyone, I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. Well, folks, he's back! After missing the last 8 games while recovering from a lower body injury, Panthers captain Alexander Barkov will return to the lineup when the team opens up their 3-game road trip with a rematch against the Blues at Enterprise Center tonight. Out of action since November 16th, Barkov said he's more than ready to hit the ice.
It feels great. Been waiting for this for a long time, so obviously boys are playing really well right now, winning games. It's fun to see, fun to watch. Obviously want to be a part of that as soon as possible, but worked hard and finally feel good and good enough to be back in the lineup.
Prior to his injury, Barkov, the league's reigning Selke Trophy winner, was leading the Panthers in scoring with 17 points in 15 games. During this morning's skate, he was back in his old spot centering the top line between Carter Verhaeghe and Maxime Mammon, while also quarterbacking the top power play unit. With the Panthers winning 6 of 8 games without Barkov, interim head coach Andrew Brunette said he was impressed with how players stepped up in his absence.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously one of the best players in the game. We're fortunate to get him back, but at the same time, a lot of these guys have really stepped their game up too. So hopefully they can keep their game raised at that level.
In addition to Barkov, Gus Forsling, who ranks 3rd among Florida's defensemen with 12 assists, will also return to action after missing the last 3 games with an injury. During this morning's skate, he was paired on the blue line with Radko Gudas, who's excited to have his old partner back so soon.
Yeah, 100%. I think we developed pretty good chemistry. I think we're playing pretty well together, so obviously I'm excited to have him back. But I think the guys that got called up, they played pretty well themselves. So obviously excited to get him back, but I think the guys did a pretty good job stepping up.
Becoming just the 6th team in NHL history to win 14 of their first 15 games on home ice, the Panthers closed out their latest homestand with a 4-3 shootout win over the Blues on Saturday. Helping the Panthers erase 3-1 goal deficits, Maxime Mammon scored a pair of goals and Sam Reinhart lit the lamp once during a back-and-forth regulation. Once in the shootout, Anton Lindell and Reinhart both lit the lamp, while Sergei Bobrovsky stood tall to lock down the win. At 17-4-3, Florida enters tonight's matchup with the 2nd-most points in the NHL. During this morning's skate, here's what the lineup looked like for the Panthers. Alexander Barkov centering Carter Verhaeghe and Maxime Mammon. Sam Bennett with Jonathan Huberdeau and Sam Reinhart. Anton Lindell centering Frank Vatrano and Owen Tippett. And Etu Luostarinen with Ryan Lomberg and Patrick Hornquist. Defensively, Mackenzie Weegar with Aaron Ekblad. Gus Forsling with Radko Gudas and Lucas Carlson with Brandon Montour. Getting the nod in net, Spencer Knight will start in St. Louis after turning aside all 19 shots he faced during a 7-4 win over the Sabres in a relief appearance in his last outing on December 2nd. In 11 appearances this season, the 20-year-old rookie has gone 6-3-1 with a .908 save percentage. Across the ice, the Blues have lost 12 of 19 games to fall to 12-8-4 on the season. In last week's shootout loss against the Panthers, Logan Brown, Jake Walman, and Brandon Saad scored, while Ville Husso nearly stole the game with 48 saves. Cracking the score sheet in 16-24 games this season, Jordan Kyrou paces St. Louis in scoring with 23 points, while Robert Thomas ranks 2nd with 22 points, and Vladimir Tarasenko sits 3rd with 19 points. Heading into tonight's matchup, missing several regulars, the Blues are expected to take the ice against the Panthers without Jordan Binnington, Justin Falk, and Tyler Bozak, who are all still in COVID protocols. Additionally, David Perron, Klim Kostin, James Neal, and Thomas are injured. With Binnington still unavailable, there's a good chance that Husso will make his 3rd straight start between the pipes. In 6 appearances this season, the second-year goaltenders played very well, while going 3-2-1 with a .929 save percentage. Looking to get off on the right foot on the road, Brunette said the Panthers expect another tough game tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're going to expect a real hard game. Anytime you play the St. Louis Blues, it's going to be a tough game, I think. You know, space is at a premium out there. They got big defensemen with really good sticks, and they close on you pretty fast. So it's going to be a real big test for us. I think, you know, for our group, we haven't been great on the road. You know, I think we've been okay, but we could be better. And I think this is the first step here tonight, and our focus is in just playing a good solid road game.
As a reminder, the official Panthers watch party for tonight's game is at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. If you're staying home, the game will be broadcast on Bally Sports Florida or ESPN Plus if you're out of the region. As always, you can catch all the action on the Bally Sports app or listen to play-by-play on 560 WQAM and across the Panthers radio network. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.